Hear that? Believe it or not, summer is just around the corner. Luckily, Armor All, America's most trusted auto appearance brand, has what your car needs to get that perfect summer shine. Plus, now through May 31st, we'll give you $5 for every $20 you spend on Armor All products. That means car wash pods, protectant, tire shine, you name it. Find out how to get your $5 rebate at ArmorAll.com. Armor All, less work, more clean. Terms apply.
This is Michael Popak, Legal AF. We're getting details now as to the extent of the investigation that the FBI and the Department of Justice led against Walt Nauta. Waltine Nauta, the butler, body man, personal assistant for Donald Trump at Mar-a-Lago, and particularly how they tracked him, how they tracked through his cell phone data the movement of boxes within Mar-a-Lago and outside of Mar-a-Lago, led by Donald Trump to try to hide the classified documents, national defense information, instead of returning them to the National Archive, returning them to the Department of Justice and the rightful owner, the United States. Donald Trump, as alleged in the indictment, moved through Walt Nauta, through Carlos de Oliveira, his maintenance worker at Mar-a-Lago, boxes in and out of locations within Mar-a-Lago to hide them first from his lawyer, Evan Corcoran, who was his point person in negotiations with the Department of Justice, hiding him from them, or hiding the hiding those boxes from him, and so that he would not reveal their existence or search them to turn over classified information to the government, and then ultimately hiding them from trying to hide them from when the search warrant was executed by the FBI. The key, of course, to destroy Walt Nauta and pin this properly on Donald Trump is if you could locate through data and through surveillance information the boxes and show their movement and their path. Looks like the Department of Justice Special Counsel Jack Smith is prepared to do just that, because in a new filing, and there's a series of new filings, you're going to hear about them all in the Midas Touch Network and on Legal AF. In a new filing by Jack Smith, he has informed Judge Cannon that there are a number of items that are confidential about how the surveillance of Walt Nauta through the use of his cell phone, which was also picked up in a search warrant, and elements of the search warrant that reveal how data was collected, the type of data that was collected to show particularly the movement of Walt Nauta and therefore the movement of boxes in any given time. I'm sure they are developing a timeline that they're ready to put on for the judge and for the jury that shows at any given moment, at any given time, as the FBI was arriving, Jay Bratt, a lawyer for the Department of Justice, was arriving, where the boxes were at any given moment, and what happened after Evan Corcoran, the lawyer for Donald Trump, came and went from Mar-a-Lago, giving Donald Trump time to hide the boxes. Because the information that the special counsel wants redacted, the information in particular about Walt Nauta, the indicted co-conspirator, includes his cell phone, Verizon cell phone data, Google communication data, information from his Apple iCloud, from his Microsoft, and then the affidavits that support search warrants that were used and executed against Walt Nauta. It's a little known fact that Walt Nauta had his phone and his multiple phones picked up during the investigation, imaged, analyzed, forensically examined, and they were also able, through search warrants on Microsoft and on Google and on Verizon, to get this key geolocation data, which, as long as Walt Nauta had the phone in his back pocket or his jacket, wherever he had it, and as the valet, body man, butler for Donald Trump, he probably was never without his phone. That phone then is a tracker, right? It's a geo tracker to show at any given moment where he was outside loading boxes into a SUV on its way to Bedminster, New Jersey golf course, for example. The movement of boxes, and not just the movement, is going to be important here. As a trial lawyer, let me tell you what else is important. plotting the movement against a graph of time, a timeline, to show this is when Evan Corcoran was informed that there was going to be a meeting with Jay Bratt for the Department of Justice, at which he would have to turn over the confidential classified documents that were in Donald Trump's possession once and for all. And what happened just before that, when Evan Corcoran came and left Mar-a-Lago, and then the movement, tracking the movement of boxes. Now, look, not every time that Walt Nauta was moving around Mar-a-Lago or Carlos de Oliveira was, do I think they had a box under their arm. I'm sure they moved around without boxes. However, if they can also show through the video surveillance equipment, because remember, Donald Trump had his own video surveillance equipment inside that are now being used against him. That is the recorded video data that Donald Trump, in another aspect of the conspiracy at the heart of the indictment, wanted Carlos, Walt, along with the unindicted co-conspirator cooperating witness, Yacile Tavares, the IT worker director, wanted him to delete, that the boss, Donald Trump, instructed, ordered that the video surveillance equipment out in front of the various doors and locked closets of Mar-a-Lago be deleted. That also combines, you got the video. So here's how I picture the Department of Justice IT group putting together their demonstrative evidence. You got a running video at the top of movement. You've got dark, shadowy people who could easily be identified as that's Walt Nauta, that's Carlos, that's Yacile. Right, in and out of rooms. You've got other people who are cooperating with the Department of Justice as well, like housekeepers, maintenance workers, people that worked in the kitchen because Donald Trump chose to live inside of a hotel instead of in a private residence. Could you imagine if he lived in a private residence and all this happened, a real, true private residence where it was just him and a couple of assistants? No, it was a full-blown club hotel with tens of thousands of people moving in and out, ballrooms, you know, golf courses, spas, salons, and then a wing of it, sort of like the oval, you know, the White House, a wing of private residences for Donald Trump. And you got movement that's showing up on this Verizon cell phone data, this Google geolocation data, showing at any given moment combined with the videotape what that would look like. So they are able to create what we call in the trial business a day in the life video. A day in the life of Walt Nauta, plotted against a timeline of relevant dates and times of Donald Trump receiving the subpoena, Donald Trump receiving the demand from the National Archive for the return, Donald Trump receiving the subpoena, Donald Trump meeting with his lawyers arranging meetings with the Department of Justice, plotted against the movement of the boxes. Most clothes are uncomfortable or too tight, or never actually the size you really are, not to mention the annoyance of trying to put a good outfit together. Everyone wants to dress their best and look good at all times because, frankly, it's a confidence booster. I regularly wear Roan when I do the podcast or on Hot Takes. So here's the deal. Men's closets were due for a radical reinvention, and Roan stepped up to the challenge. Roan's commuter collection is the most comfortable, breathable, and flexible set of products known to man. And here's why. Roan helps you get ready for any occasion with the Commuter Collection, which offers the world's most comfortable pants, dress shirts, one-quarter zips, and polos. Roan's comfortable four-way stretch fabric provides breathability and flexibility that leaves you free to enjoy what life throws your way, from your commute to work to your 18 holes of golf. It's time to feel confident without the hassle. With Roan's wrinkle release technology, wrinkles disappear as you stretch and wear the products. It's that easy. With Gold Fusion anti-odor technology, you'll be smelling fresh and clean all day long. And on top of that, Roan is 100% machine washable, so you can ditch the dry cleaner altogether. Roan has truly become my favorite clothes. We're on the move a lot. Whether it's jumping from meeting to meeting or catching a flight or a dinner out, the Roan Commuter Collection has never let me down. Even after I wear it all day, I still feel super fresh because of that Gold Fusion anti-odor technology. Head to roan.com/legalaf and use promo code LegalAF to save 20% off your entire order. That's 20% off your entire order when you head to rhone.com/legalaf and use code LegalAF. It's time to find your corner office. Now, we all know we can suss all this out because of the recent filings by Jack Smith on the 8th of March on the docket. Now, let me just say this about Aileen Cannon. For somebody, a federal judge that likes to talk about, she's all about transparency and the public having the right to know everything about a criminal trial, including witnesses that are kept secret, grand jury witnesses, for their own protection. She wants to put that on the public docket. She's created her own secret shadow docket, which I've never seen before. She has created her own secret shadow docket, and that makes it difficult, but not impossible, for legal political commentators like me to get to the bottom of it. What am I talking about? Normally, almost invariably, in a federal case, criminal or civil, when you have something to say and something to file, you file it on the public docket. We can go look at the electronic public docket and see what's there at any given moment. Some things are redacted, meaning they're blacked out. Some things are sent in camera to a judge to review before they're being made public. But I've never seen this before. Aileen Cannon instead is requiring the government, and I guess Donald Trump, to send her motions first. So now all you get is a piece of paper on the docket that says motions have been filed, responses have been filed by the government, and they've been sent only to counsel on the other side and the judge. Until she's ready then, having looked at it, because she's the keeper, I guess, the gatekeeper of the docket, which she should not be. And it's creating bad conduct and bad behavior primarily by Donald Trump and how he is now misusing the fact that he knows that things aren't going to show up on the docket. They're going to go right to the judge instead first. But we were able to figure out from the docket that they are the extent, if you will, the scope of the work against the surveillance work against Walton Outa to piece this together. We're at the very end. Department of Justice, to be clear, and Jack Smith is ready to go to trial. They're ready to go to trial. They could go to trial tomorrow. The lawyers under Jack Smith that are handling the case, there's some new lawyers that have been added into the mix, but like Jim Pierce, but the lawyers are ready. They could do the opening statement tomorrow and pick a jury. It is Aileen Cannon, the judge, that's delaying things. It is Donald Trump's monkey wrenches that are delaying things, but the government is ready, as they usually are. So I am sure this day in the life video that I just talked about, videos against timelines, against surveillance data, against geolocation data, has already been prepared. We're finding out about where they are and the extent of their preparation by the filings that are being made now, because we have a lot of activity, right? There's a lot of action around the Mar-a-Lago case right now, because their motions to dismiss have been filed by Donald Trump, responses by Jack Smith. And now we're getting other things that Jack Smith wants to or has to turn over, as the government has to turn over certain things in terms of allowing the defendants to have the information to prepare a defense. But he's mindful of making sure that certain things don't fall into the wrong hands at the right time, like affidavits in support of search warrants that were used against Walton Outa. I am sure there is an equally invasive proctologist style investigation of Carlos de Olvera as well, the maintenance worker. And they're able to plot that. And that will then be the X and Y axis that will be used in the Day of the Life video. I'm sure they're going to have, I am no doubt they're going to make a cartoon. It'll be like a realistic cartoon, you know, this moment in time, and this moment in time, and this moment in time, almost like a video surveillance, but in a cartoon format so that the jury gets a handle on it. I've used that kind of illustrative evidence in my trials, and I'm sure they're going to do it here. And then the side box will be the real video data running along the side of the surveillance cameras against the plot line of the cell phone tower data, all put in a package with a ribbon around it for the jury. will continue to follow the scope, the breadth, the depth of the investigation against Donald Trump, the amount of evidence that is mounted and arrayed against him. If we ever can get this trial off the ground in the Mar-a-Lago obstruction and espionage case, one place Midas touch on Legal AF. This is the Legal AF hot take. And we do it on Wednesdays and Saturdays at 8 p.m. Eastern time on this YouTube channel. Help them get to 3 million free subscribers. Use your thumbs and fingers. It's very easy. Help build the network that is yours. There's no outside investors. There's no, we are the network we've been looking for. And this is it. Completely independent. And pro-democracy right here. And if you like this kind of hot take, if you like this kind of Legal AF analysis, the intersection of law, politics, and justice, like what I'm providing Michael Popak, give me a thumbs up, leave a comment. It really does help. In this world of YouTube, interaction with the content by the consumer, by the audience, is what signals to the world that this is important stuff and you want more of it. So I invite you and I ask you to do that. So until my next hot take, until my next Legal AF, this is Michael Popak reporting.
Love this video? Make sure you stay up to date on the latest breaking news and all things Midas by signing up to the Midas Touch newsletter at MidasTouch.com/newsletter.